On this episode of the Kubota Post Podcast, Post News Director Ken Arath welcomed in Nebraska State Treasurer Tom Breezy as he's making a trip around Nebraska. I got a special guest joining us here in studio today. We're welcoming Nebraska State Treasurer Tom Breezy joining us. And Tom, good morning, and how are we doing?
Great, Ken, and great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're excited to have you in studio. And kind of before we dive in, it sounds like you've had a pretty busy day just kind of traveling Nebraska.
Yes, going out and visiting with Nebraskans. Being a state treasurer is a great job. And one of the best things about it is being able to go out and talk to Nebraskans, talk about some of the issues, talk about our programs, talk about what's going on, and meeting a lot of great people. And happy to do that. Really enjoy doing that.
Nebraska State Treasurer Tom Breezy joining us here in studio today, just kind of talk about what's been going on and all lots of fun stuff. But hey, you know, State Treasurer Breezy, before we kind of dive in, just talk about your background a little bit.
Yeah, I grew up on the farm up in Boone County, near a small community named Boone in Boone County. Graduated from Albion High School, went to UNL, degree in ag economics, a law degree there, clerk for a federal judge. Practiced law briefly, but ended up back on the farm. That's what I've always wanted to do, was farm, and that's where we're at now. Blessed to have the opportunity to do that. And so we farm corn and soybeans up there. About 7 or 8 years ago, I was presented with the opportunity to run for the state legislature, and I was fortunate enough to be elected to represent the 41st district in the state legislature, served there 7 years before I became now state treasurer.
And with State Treasurer, it's a position you haven't had a whole long time. I believe it was appointed in November, if that's correct. Kind of talk about, maybe Nebraskans are listening along, like, what exactly does the Nebraska State Treasurer do? Just talk about that position a bit.
Yeah, being the State Treasurer really is a great job, and I'm really honored and humbled to be able to represent Nebraskans in this role. But the State Treasurer, the core constitutional function of the State Treasurer's office is the management of state funds, the receipt and disbursement of state dollars. But beyond that, you know, some of the more well-known programs that we run include the 529 NEST College Savings Program. We run the ENABLE, ENABLE Savings Program, and that's for folks with disabilities. We also run the Unclaimed Property Program. We have a financial literacy program. We run the Child Support Center. And so we, the state treasurer, wears a lot of hats. There's a lot of things going on in our office.
Lots of hats, but hey, we're glad to have you in studio with us today. Step aside a bit, kind of talk about that. And, you know, one of the topics I wanted to talk about, you kind of mentioned it, unclaimed property in Nebraska. I know that's kind of been a big thing the last couple months. Just talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we run the unclaimed property program, and we estimate that 1 in 5 Nebraskans have unclaimed property with our office. So what is on unclaimed property? It's cash or other personal assets that have been considered lost or abandoned, typically turned over to our office by banks, insurance companies, other businesses. And it might include old bank accounts, old rent deposits, old paychecks, could include gift cards. But again, we estimate 1 in 5 Nebraskans have unclaimed property with our office. And we have over $200 million worth of unclaimed property in the treasurer's office. And so I would encourage everyone listening to go online to NebraskaLostCash.gov and see if you or anyone you know is listed there as having unclaimed property with our office. We'd love to get it back to you. That's our job, and we want to get back to Nebraskans what is rightfully theirs.
And then, folks, we have the audio up on the NorthPlattePost.com, and when we go check out the little audio story underneath the audio we'll have here, we'll have that website hyperlinked as well, so you can click on it. It'll take you right to the website and fill out the information. And hey, you might got something out there for folks in our area. So always a good time to give it a look. Excuse me. Another big thing I wanted to talk about as well is, I know the tax season's kind of getting closer to an end. However, there's still lots of tax-related scams. I know a couple weeks ago there was a press release that was submitted out. Just to kind of talk about maybe some of those tax-related scams a bit.
Yes, every season is season for these thieves we call scammers, but tax season in particular is prime time for a lot of these scams, and so we need to be wary this time of year in particular. And you know, oftentimes there might be something presented to you that you have a refund coming or something like that, but the IRS is never going to contact you via social media or a text message or an email trying to get personal information from you relative to a supposed refund. You can go online, I believe it's IRS irs.gov, and you can look and see a status of a refund or see if you do have a refund coming. Another scam might be somebody posing as an IRS person saying that you have a delinquent tax payment or you owe something to the IRS. They're not going to approach you. They're always going to approach you first with a letter if you are owing something. And again, you can get on their website and see if you have a delinquent payment or if you do owe them something. But the main thing is, you know, use common sense. If something doesn't look right, doesn't smell right, don't give out any information. Go online, see what you've got. And, you know, the Treasurer's office, it would be happy to help you or assist you in anything, any questions you have relative to these scams. So if there's something you don't like, you're concerned about, have a question, our office would be happy to try to help you and walk you through some of those things. Or you can call the Attorney General's office as well. But the main thing is just be wary. Try to avoid anything that doesn't look right, doesn't seem right. Don't provide any personal information if you don't think it looks right.
Well, perfect there. And you mentioned if they want to contact your office, how can they contact your office?
Treasurer.nebraska.gov. Otherwise, our phone number is 402-471-2455. But treasurer.nebraska.gov will get you in contact with our office.
And again, folks, like we mentioned, everything with the North Platte Post, we have our audio stores. We'll have those hyperlinked and in the story as well, so you don't need to go fishing for it. It'll be right there for you as well. Hey, I know earlier you were talking about some different programs at the Treasurer's office. Offers. I didn't do a great job of writing down my notes as you're going by, but kind of just highlight a couple of some of those programs that are pretty big for the Treasurer's office.
Yeah. So one of our most popular programs is the NEST 529 program. That's the college savings program. And really, what better gift is there to give than the gift of higher education to a loved one? So if you have a child or a grandchild that you want to set up a savings program for, a college savings program for, I would encourage you to go online to our office, again, treasurer.nebraska.gov or nest529.com, and see if it works for you. And I'd like to remind folks, there are some fairly significant tax benefits to setting up programs like this. So I would encourage you to take a look at it and see if it works for you. Another program that is not as well known, but we really like to get out there, is the Enable Savings Program, E-N-A-B-L-E. And that's a savings program for folks with disabilities. And so if you have a disability or if you know someone that might qualify under this program, tell them about this. Go online, enablesavings.com, E-N-A-B-L-E, savings.com, or again, to my website, treasurer.nebraska.gov, and see if it's something that works for you. And again, with the Enable Savings Program, there again are some significant tax benefits for folks that contribute and save money that way. And so I would encourage folks to spread the word about the Enable Savings Program. We want to get the word out there. And both programs are something that I'd encourage everyone listening, take a look at, see if it works for you or someone you know.
Nebraska State Treasurer Tom Breezy joining us here in studio today on this Monday morning. And happy Monday, everyone. Off to a good start. And, you know, State Treasurer Breezy, I know Nebraska, the legislation is kind of rolling over towards an end. Are there any big topics that maybe you want to bring up from the Nebraska legislative?
Yes, I served 7 years in the legislature, and my focus during that time was on property tax relief and reform. That was the number one issue I heard when I was campaigning. And we had some significant progress along those lines, LB 1107, LB 873, LB 243, and some others. But we've made some significant progress, but there is much more work to be done. Our unreasonable, unsustainable over-reliance on property taxes in Nebraska continues to curtail economic growth in our state. And so we have to do something about this. And Governor Pillen, he is doing something about this. And he and Senator Linehan are working tirelessly. And I support their efforts. They are trying to expand the sales tax base, access sales tax revenue to fund additional property tax relief. And that simply is revenue neutral textbook tax reform. And that's a concept that I do support. Nebraska property taxpayers need more help, and I applaud their efforts. And I am doing anything I can to assist in those efforts. I talk to some of my former colleagues in the legislature, offer thoughts and suggestions on things, and converse with them periodically anyway. And again, doing what I can to help them achieve what needs to be done on behalf of Nebraska property taxpayers.
And then is there any other, maybe some big topics that Nebraskans should be looking at as well?
Well, last year I introduced a bill to require an efficiency review of state government, and with the governor's support, we passed that legislation, put it into the appropriations bill, and the governor's team has hired a firm to conduct an efficiency audit, an efficiency review of state government, basically going through the state agencies, looking for ways to do things better and to save the taxpayers money. And so I'm very anxious to see what they come up with. I'm fairly optimistic that they're going to come up with some substantial savings for Nebraska taxpayers. Because, you know, as a public official, I really do, and other public officials as well, really do have a solemn obligation to be good stewards of taxpayer dollars. And so that efficiency review is one of the steps I think is necessary to help us be good stewards of taxpayer dollars. And again, within my office, we're doing what we can to try to save the taxpayers' money, but still provide the same and or better level of services than we have. So that's really the goal in my office, improve services, try to save the taxpayers' money.
Well, before we let you go, I got a couple last couple things for you. And one thing here on Good Morning North Platte, we always like to ask a fun question. And this might be the toughest question I'll ask you is, did you get a bracket made for March Madness? Now it's underway. Or do you have the time for that? Did you get the chance to make one?
No, I don't have a bracket for March Madness. I will watch with interest how things go. But I'll certainly be watching some of it. But no bracket for me, unfortunately.
See, you're the first one to say no bracket, but again, you got so much on your mind. It's always very tough. And lastly, we'll round things off here. Just any final thoughts you want brought up?
No, representing Nebraskans in this role really is, I'm really humbled and honored. It's the honor of a lifetime to serve Nebraskans in this role, and very excited for the job. And again, we're trying to do the best job we can in the office, trying to try saving the taxpayers' money. And we've taken some steps to do that. And again, it's an honor and a privilege to serve in this position.
Well, State Treasurer Breezy, thank you for taking the time for joining us today, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. Hey, folks, we got more coming up here in just a couple minutes.